USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress passed a $1.4 trillion government-wide spending package on Thursday, which includes increasing the national age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. The two-bill package is some 2,400 pages long and does add steady funding for President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border wall. All indications are that the president will sign the bill once it's on his desk. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is condemning the Democratic-led House for passing articles of impeachment against President Trump, and now the Kentucky Republican says that Democrats might not actually formally submit those articles to the Senate.
The House Democrats may be too afraid to even transmit their shoddy work product to the Senate. Mr. President, it looks like the prosecutors are getting cold feet.
The latest Democratic presidential debate happens tonight. Seven candidates will be taking the stage in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Fewer Americans are filing unemployment claims, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Labor Department says around 234,000 workers did file first-time jobless claims last week. That's down 18,000 from a two-year high in the previous week. The largest increases were seen in California, New York, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Largest decreases in claims in Oklahoma, Vermont, and Arkansas.
During a symposium at the State Department on Thursday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announces sanctions on two Iranian judges for their harsh sentences.
Second, today the United States Department of Treasury will sanction two Iranian judges, Mohammad Moghisha and Abolghasem Salavati.
Pompeo says that if Iran's leaders want their nation to be accepted by other nation states, it must first live up to the commitments it has made to their own people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report says almost 6 million people have dropped off food stamps with new work requirements and the economy continuing to improve under President Donald Trump. Mark Little is a board chairman for KEAR. He joins Fox News and shares why he believes folks are dropping off of food stamps.
Well, it's happening, Pete, because Trumponomics works. The American report card says we're doing well. The work ethic has been restored. And while the Democrats, the party of slavery, went low with their impeachment yesterday, the American workers went high, and they came off of food stamps, and they're back to work. And that is a good report card for America. Now, the reality is that public assistance is a bridge and not a destination. And to ask the American worker or the American recipient of SNAP to spend 20 hours a week doing job training, work, or even volunteering qualifies is not too much to ask in exchange for the receipt of that benefit.
And finally, five Washington Post reporters appeared to celebrate the impeachment of President Donald Trump Wednesday night in a photo showing them drinking beer and eating snacks at a local Washington, D.C. bar. Rachel Bade, who covers Congress for the Washington Post, sent out a tweet saying, "Merry impeachment," from the WAPO team. Bade did delete the tweet and says it was misrepresented by some as an endorsement of some kind. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.